morning and welcome to Mind the Gap with Helmed on Eagle FM. And as always, I'm here until the hour of 11, wherever you are joining us from, via the app, via the website, via our traditional Omega conventional radio, or just any brand that you have, actually. From 9:30 to 11 is comedy time, no serious discussions. And thank you very much, Michael, for holding it up until, well, we take over. Ina, was that on Monday when I was, that was on Friday last week when I was talking about one of those taboo discussions on the African continent. And that is, having a sex education talk with your kids. Well, today we're going to have, some parts of the discussion that's going to be similar to that. But, just similar in the unconventionality. Man, I should look into joining politics because I think I'm that good at coming up with political gibberish. But anyway, moving on. Another subject that is considered a taboo on the African continent just came up, something that, it's something that has been, it's a discussion that we've been trying to bring in and more like normalize, because it's one of those discussions that goes against everything the African morals stand for. And that is, you know how you all are running around telling people, I know my, my daughter is at UNAM, studying medicine. She will soon be a doctor. Well, it turns out, paying for their school fees and their rent, transport and food and everything, that's not enough. They need one more thing. Not a lot, if it's not too much to ask. Our medical students, need one more thing to make their way easy, their way of learning easy. And at this point, you're asking yourself, what is it that these kids want? Education, these guys are always asking for. They will never say, we have had enough. When you pay rent, they're asking for transport money. You pay transport money, they're asking for tuition fee. When you pay tuition fee, they're asking for toiletries. Now, what is it? Last time I checked, I paid all of these things. What are they asking for now? Well, turns out, now they're asking for you and me. That our mission, should we choose to accept it, once we kick the bucket, before we kick the bucket, let's get into an agreement with them that as soon as the doctor, does that thing of clear, and then they shock the heck out of you, and when they find out that they shock you several times, they shock it at you several times, and you're not waking up as like, well, he's in a better place now. So before that happens, you must, go through the proper paperwork and reach an agreement that upon my... well, let's call it time of death, 11:30. Before that time, sign documents that says that right now I'm alive and kicking, I'm kicking anything else but the bucket. But when that time comes for me to kick the bucket, I want this my awesome, nice-looking body that I have spent my entire life eating healthy and going to the gym to perfect in good health. After I kick the bucket, I want it to be donated to the University of Namibia School of Medicine to be, used by students to perfect their art of medicine. I know. You see, 2022, I'm doing field attachment, and this is not in medicine. I'm not that good with blood, believe me. I'm that good with lying. Now, I'm not that good with blood, so I find myself doing field attachment in this discipline of, lying, not politics, the other one, actually the father of politics. So I'm sitting there with my supervisor, and we are working through something, we're working through basically something that is in between company law and law of succession. That's basically what you call this whole, a bunch of things called inheritance. Yeah, that's a very simple one. Inheritance. Now, one thing that, when people are getting married, how to put this? In marriages, the biggest problem that civil lawyers always have is people getting married in community of property, and until when they are going through a divorce, that's when they sit in front of a lawyer then and start going, what should I do? How can I hate my car? Man, I like my Vrupa. I don't want her taking it. I don't want, I don't want her taking my Vrupa. How can I hide it? At this point, the lawyer is looking at you and going, dude, this is something you should have thought about before getting married. But you know what? When we're getting married, we're so absorbed. We are so in love. Oh, yeah, it will end. But we're not being jealous. Okay, maybe a little jealous. But the point is, that is the headache in marriage, in civil marriages. What happened to the channel of Eagle FM Radio in Oshakati? Okay. Sally Pombili wants to know, Sally Pombili wants to know what you guys did to the frequency, to the radio frequency in Oshakati. So, please fix it. Thanks very much for bringing that to my attention so I can take it to their attention or give it to their attention. Whichever is which, but anyway. So, in civil marriages, every lawyer that specializes in that branch of law, the headache they are going through, especially on the African continent, is having to explain to people that before you start saying, oh my God, we're in love, we are going to get married. Understand what in community, out of community, in community and out of community of property means. I don't care how in love you are. I have had the privilege. I don't know if I said the privilege or the curse of witnessing people going through a divorce. It's ugly. Believe me, it's hard to look at these people and go like, these people are in love at some point, right? Now, you can't say that in front of your supervisors because she's going to, okay, she could have punched me in the face. Now, here's the beauty of it. I know, look, I totally understand. I was a teenager before at some point, and it's amazing to meet someone that that looks like that you interpret to mean, how do I put this? They are the sun, the moon, stars, and everything combined. It's very nice, but believe me, whether you like it or not, divorce is real, and sometimes it happens. Signing a prenuptial does not mean that your marriage is doomed. Okay, maybe to some degree it is. But that's the fear that a lot of people have, that, okay, why are you making me sign a prenup? Does that mean you don't love me? And let me just clarify something here. Out of community of property comes with a very awesome document. How to put this? In community of property means when you divorce, 50% of yours and 50% of his, there's no such thing as 50% of mine or 50% of yours. It's 50-50. Okay, everything that we have is 50% of ours. Half of it is yours and half of it is mine. So if there's a divorce, the judge will just cut through the middle. He doesn't care who bought it as long as you acquired it after you got married. Oh, you poor things. joint estate. You share. I don't care who bought it, who spent the most money. I don't care. Just split that thing. Now, this is why I really love out of community of property, because before you get to getting married, you and your spouse, okay, you and your lawyer, your future spouse and their lawyer, you sit at a table and have a conversation and basically go through all the properties that you have. And every time you buy a piece of property, you sit and say, you know what, should we add this to, okay, now, let's say I catch you with a babysitter in the shower on my way from a conference, and I decide to get a divorce. How much of the car that I bought with my own money should I give you? Should I keep all of it? Newsflash, I'm keeping all of it. Or should I give you 30%? Or should I give you 50%? Or should I give you 70%? It's very flexible. Now, because a lot of people are lazy and they disguise that laziness under we are in love, so they just storm in the judge's office and go like, Your Honor, we're getting married. Now, if you don't explain the different regimes to the judge, unfortunately now for the Namibian legal system, with regards to civil marriages, they'll be like, you want to get married? Second question. You want to get married, right? Any other things you want to say?
No, not really. We're just in love. We just want to get married. Okay, awesome. In community of property you go. Like, that's actually the painful part of it. The default one they give you is in community. So, why? It's because even judges want to be lazy. Let me explain why. Diko, the radio is off in Valvis Bay since February. IT, Valvis Bay since February. According to Olivia Ndiko and according to Sally Pombili, Oshakati is also off. That's you guys. Mine is to basically come here and start yapping for them to listen. Now, moving on. Look, the reason why the judges, when I first found out that the judges, when you tell them that you are quote unquote in love and you want to get married, the first thing and you don't explain further as to which regime you want to be married under, basically which classification of marriage is a fancy way of saying regime. Now, regime is a fancy way of saying which classification. There are different classifications. So just don't take legal advice from a comedian. Just laugh and leave everything here. When you are quote unquote in love, suppress that love and get yourself a lawyer. I am begging you. When you are going through a divorce, you'll understand why I'm begging you. I have had a fully grown man look at me and tell me, never get married. To this day, that still scares the heck out of me. The man was right. I understand he was going through some anger, but well, I couldn't make fun of him because, well, he was going through a divorce and he was also muscular. And you were sitting across the table, and my supervisor was right next to me. So, only what you have to do is to sympathize with them and feel their pain. Like I'm the one going through the, not feeling any pain. I'm not the one losing half my stuff. Like I have half the stuff that you're losing. You lucky guy. But anyway, the reason why out of community is given to you by default is because in the event of a divorce, the judge is not going through any hassle. In community of property, excellent, excellent. Right, so 50% yours, 50% yours, bye. But out of community, they have to go through everything. What did you agree with regards to the house? What did you agree with regards to the car? This car and that car and that car. The kids, on the other hand, that one is the most strict one. I know that we don't like to talk about all these things before getting into these civil unions because it's considered a taboo. Maybe you are just, planning to get a divorce after you run into a hot babysitter or maybe a hot secretary, and here's one thing about infidelity. More often when there is infidelity, it usually involves a close friend of the guy or a close friend of the woman. Mostly, it's a close friend of the guy, a close friend of the woman. We're just friends. You're just jealous. Until you catch them, that's when they go like, we're just watching a movie. I was just bored. I couldn't sleep at 3 o'clock in the morning. He invited me to his house to go and watch a movie. It was just a movie at 3 o'clock in the morning at a guy's house. And they, we're just sitting there watching a movie. What movie were you watching? 50 Shades of Grey. Really? You didn't see that coming? I thought we're just friends. Then one thing led to another. Now that one thing led to another is left in blanks for you to fill in the blanks of what happened there, none of which is good for you. Everything was good for them. But, okay, now it's just getting out of hand. But anyway, there's a lot of comments coming out of Shakati about the frequency, them not having a frequency. Guys, if you have a smartphone, please use the app or the website for the meantime that the IT guys are working on your frequency. They are listening, believe me. Now, what was I? We don't like to talk about all these things before getting into marriage. And one thing we also don't like to talk about is wills. A lot of people are dying without leaving a will, and leaving a bunch of very angry uncles, aunties, nieces, nephews, and kids to kick the heck out of each other over their properties. Although I think that's the best way to go, though. Yeah, well, none of them helped you acquire the property, and they want you to just keep, hand it to them for free. How about you just make it, survival of the fittest? You just write a will that says, in the event of my death, let them fight, or let them kick the heck out of each other, and whoever wins shall, the victor shall take everything. That's when uncles comes in handy. Sell their Land Cruiser to get a lawyer, because they know that after they win, they're buying two Land Cruisers. These guys are mean. Now, anyway, so talk about marriage regimes before getting married. Now, that one is universal. That one is a universal problem for some reason. When people are getting into marriage, they don't like the whole idea of maybe there being a divorce someday. When people are alive, they don't like entertaining the idea of them kicking a bucket someday. So writing a will is not really our strong suit. And processing the estate of some guy that kicked the bucket without a will is the good thing about the Namibian how Namibian laws is made with regards to inheritance is that if you die without a will, it's a little complicated to process, especially if you're one of those loaded guys. But the estate or the properties will be processed. There's something they call interstate something, which means we have laws that process estate from a guy that died and left a will. Interstate means the guy died without a will, therefore the Master of High Court have to do a lot of heavy lifting. Now, and one thing, discussing divorce before getting married, we don't do that. Discussing death when we are still alive, we don't do that. Now, the one that the School of Medicine there by UNAM is asking for is the one that will require an African to donate his body for scientific experiments before he dies, so that when he dies, instead of going to the graveyard and saying "Spiritu Santo," may the good Lord go with you. Some guys will show up from the School of Medicine and say, here's the thing. Before homeboy here kicked the bucket, he signed here, here, and here, and gave us his body for medical experiment, for scientific experiment, so we can teach our university students how human body is made, where the kidneys are, what the poor dead guy died from, and what type of, how everything is interconnected, and what's the best medicine that could have helped the poor dead guy to who still be alive and kicking right now. Now, you have to understand that Western ways of doing things are doing a number on us, man. I'm telling you. First of all, thanks to HPV statistics that are high in sub-Saharan Africa at about 24 to 25% globally, very high in sub-Saharan Africa, now we have to, and by the way, HPV, a human papillomavirus, is an STD that can mutate into cancer, mostly cervical cancer, so it's more dangerous for women. So because of this, and also, it's preventable if it's detected early. Detecting it early means we have to normalize having discussions around sex with our family members. That, for an African, is a lot of work. Just when we were still processing that, marriage decided to drop on another bomb of, you have to sit and talk about the possibility of, before you get married, you have to sit and talk about the possibility of you two getting through, going through a divorce. And therefore, you have to sit and agree that in the event of you guys going through a divorce, this is how you are going to share the properties that you are going to, that you own now and the ones that you are going to own in the course of your marriage. And when we are still processing that, another bomb falls upon us. Well, when you are still alive, you still, you have to normalize talking about the fact of you dying someday and how the properties that you are going to leave behind is going to be distributed amongst the loved ones that you are going to leave behind. Just when we are still processing that, LGBTQ is in a dress. And now all of a sudden we have to call him hey. And all of a sudden one LGBTQ is in a trouser. Now we have to call her him. Now at this point, Africa is just a mouthful. And everyone is going, can you give us time to chew on one before you drop on another one? Time is like, yeah, actually, no, that's not how it works. We just keep, you know, nuking the heck out of you. Now, we have to process all this all at once. We are in for a treat. Oh, not just that. If you're an African parent, kids these days have a way of disappearing with Yango and then coming back after a week. The problem is, you don't know when they have disappeared with Yango and are going to come back at some point, and you don't know, maybe their disappearance means the worst, that, you know, something could have happened to them. So the best way to sort that out is to normalize knowing your child's boyfriend. So you know when they are missing, the first thing you do is before you freak out yourself and the police. You may not have called that idiot and say, hi, is my daughter there? If he says yes, then you're like, well, at least I know that my daughter is safe. It's just that now I have to kill someone's son. At least there's that comfort. And, well, the police are going to get involved at some point, but at least I'm not calling them and filing a missing persons report. They're just going to show up and take me to jail for murder. So, if you look at Africa right now, we are being bombarded with just one bomb of change after another, and we are supposed to process all this. Now, while we are at UNAM needs bodies to teach future doctors. You know all those doctors that we have in our hospitals and those relative doctors that we are so proud of? Well, they need, for them to master how a human body works, they need to literally cut one open. Now, because it's illegal to cut one open for study purposes, it was done during slave trade. It was done during some colonial period, which is why it's one of those time periods we'll never forget. It's one of the, you know, it's one of those things, stories that makes the colonial period and the slave, transatlantic slave period a very bleak one. The technicality around that subject, though, because here's the beauty of it. 1450s, Alfonso V of Portugal meets with some Pope guy in the Vatican City. Yeah, the Catholic guys, you're involved in this. Meets with some Pope guy in the Vatican City. Now you have to understand that the Roman Catholic, the 1400s, it's, you know, is the highest spiritual authority. So what they do is any king, before they do anything, they have to consult with the church to find out whether what they are doing is in line with the good guy upstairs, yeah, with the big guy upstairs or not. Now, which is why King Henry the VIII, the guy that executed every single woman he got married because they were not giving him a son, bro mistook a woman for a photocopy machine. But the point is, he got a divorce and established the Church of England because he wanted to get a divorce. He consulted with the Pope, and the Pope told him, no, you cannot get a divorce according to the good book and the big guy upstairs. King Henry was like, you know what? Forget the good book and the big guy upstairs. I am getting a divorce, come hell or high water. Then he got a divorce. Established his own church. Turns out, works all the time.
Titanium, the perfect fit between platinum and silver, complementing our existing benefit options. We always offer a comprehensive healthcare experience. NHP, the premier member-centric medical aid fund. Visit NHP today at nhp.com.na. NHP, we're about you.
Siwanasha Namibia, kamberera omwakarunga koe pamwe na imba. Inokara uri kwa nima yesiga. Endera pamwe nethimbo muyuni wa technology.
Muyuni olela pay. But anyway, forgetting the King Henry the VIII, who was very good at separating his wife's heads from their bodies, and jailed his own son at the age of what, like 9? Daughter. Queen Elizabeth, the original, not the one that died and they had to shove all our presidents on the bus. Now, that guy went to the Pope to seek for, papal authority to get a divorce. The Pope was like, according to the good book and the big guy upstairs, you are not allowed to do that. Sorry. This one is, well, in the hands of Paul's Noah, my hands are tight. Now, King Alfonso VIII, on the other hand, picture this. 1500s, King Henry VIII goes to the Pope and he says, I want to get a divorce. The Pope is like, no, according to the good book and the big guy upstairs, you are not allowed to get a divorce. Sorry. But just a couple of decades before that, the King of Portugal, Alfonso V, went to the Pope and asked for spiritual wisdom on whether or not they should expand and basically colonize Africa. Guess what the Pope says? Actually, the good book and the big guy up says, interesting enough, they're against people getting divorces, but they don't mind if people enslave other people. Now you understand why it's very difficult to convince people, about God right now. Because there are two kings. The King of England wanted to get a divorce. And went to ask the Pope for advice. The Pope was like, well, the God we worship does not allow you to get a divorce. Sorry, you're going to have to stay with your wife. The King of Portugal goes to the same spiritual authority and ask for, I would like to go and colonize murder and enslave a bunch of people. And the Pope is like, actually, interesting enough, the good book and the big guy upstairs are good with that. Divorce, no. Murder, atrocities, excellent. Okay. You know what? I've never actually drawn the comparison between Alfonso V of Portugal and Henry VIII of England. Because when you look at they both approached the Pope for advice on two different topics. One of them, none of my business. The other, all of my business. And the one that's none of my business, it turns out, is, God is against it. The one that's all of my business, God doesn't mind, really. King Henry VIII, stay married to your wife. You are not allowed to get a divorce according to the Bible and the good Lord upstairs. Now, Alfonso V, you say you want to colonize some Africans in, parts of modern-day Guinea? Yeah, actually, I had a, what would it be called today? A high-level stakeholder engagement with the Holy Spirit, with the God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And I was told, you can go ahead. And they went ahead. And that basically laid the foundation of transatlantic slavery, because in a series of documents that came with that request, with that response to that request, were a series of documents known as the Papal Decree, basically a bunch of documents, or what we would call in modern day Namibia as the presidential directive, like the one that our president just gave, that come April 2026, every high profile government official or public office bearer must start using a public health, hospital. I can't wait to get in a queue with some of these hot parliamentarians. I'm working on my parliamentarian pickup line. Now, anyway, what you see here is something that is Really nice. Those series of documents, they were called, altogether formed what was known as the Doctrine of Discovery. You don't have to read the whole document. Okay, just focus on the top. The first thing they did was very sleek. Look, guys, if you are going to engage yourself in a debate with white people, you're going to have to go very technical. You're going to have to go very technical because they knew that irrespective of what your skin color is, you are still a human being. So the first thing they had to do for them to justify their expansion was to define what a human being is. So they basically defined a human being to mean you have two legs, 32 teeth, blue eyes, and blonde hair, and most importantly, you are a Catholic. If you are not a Catholic, it doesn't matter if you are white or not, you are not a human being. Ask the Irish. They went through that. Well, last time I checked, the Irish are white. Actually, they are the whitest whites, or actually some of the whitest whites you will ever meet, because, well, they barely see the sun. But they didn't, even in Jim Crow America, Italians were not classified as white until later on. They were still in the category of, partly. Well, we're going to get there. So you must be white and Catholic for you to be considered a human being. Even if you are white, if you're not Catholic, not a human being. Nice. I'm telling you. And then that's when they went on a whole, quest of, expedition of civilizing. No, they did not want to civilize anything. They were just after the uranium, gold, diamonds, and all those things, and also free labor, basically, which is what slavery was, and still is, free labor. Fascinating. So, in simple words, for us to adjust to this, to how things are changing, to catch up with all these changes, like all of a sudden talk to your kids about sexual intercourse, and then write a will before you die, and then talk to your kids about their boyfriends and girlfriends and possible STDs left, right, and center, and donate your body for scientific examination. Every African parent is going, can I just die, please? This world is getting a little too overwhelming. Now, you want your kids to become doctors, Abby? UNAM School of Medicine spokesperson Simon Namesho says the institution has seen a notable increase in public interest in body donation since receiving its first Namibian cadaver in 2024. Now, one thing I find interesting about that story, these things as a comedian is, I'm a Christian. Let's say I die today and donate my body to the School of Medicine for their experiments. Like, isn't St. Peter going to go like, okay, this guy died now, where the heck is he? Oh, he's there in that school being cut open. Actually, we are told that the spirit is the one that goes. The whole thing is really questionable, but anyway. What happens to the ancestors, though? Are they going to be happy about it? Like, this is where the tradition now comes in, and it starts sweeping across the African continent, a wind of change, blah, blah, blah. Now, here's the thing. Then you go straight to, we have observed a growing openness, particularly following a recent media coverage. It turns out we are becoming more and more open to deciding, you know what? Actually, I don't mind being used as a for medical studies or university student teaching prop when I kick the bucket. I mean, it's my last contribution to Namibia's education system. Okay, I need prayers at this point. Now, According to Namesho, UNAM currently has 5 cadavers. That's a fancy way of saying a dead guy who is being used for scientific experiments at a university. According to Namesho, Namibia has currently 5 cadavers, including 3 loaned from, guess where, South Africa. See, South Africa is giving us everything. Apples, onions, underwears, toothpicks. Now, a bunch of dead guys, you know, for our university students to study. Like, we're not dying. Can we just all agree that at this point, I don't need prayers from any Holy Father. I need prayers from God the Father himself. Loaned from South Africa and 2 donated by Namibians. Bravo! See, we're doing great, guys. We're doing great. You know. Well, just 2, granted, just 2, but at least we're getting somewhere. And he said the anatomy unit receives only a half the number of cadavers required to optimally support student learning. So let's donate money when we're alive, donate blood when we're alive, donate us when we're dead, and you know what's the beauty of it? You know what's the beauty of it? When you are dead, you don't feel pain. So when those students will be cutting open and studying, you're just going to be somewhere in hell crying for your life, or you'll just be in heaven, in heaven going like, Lucifer, did you teach them that? And the devil in hell was like, yeah, nope. Those your kids, they're very creative. They're coming up with themselves. They came up with that themselves. And from the look of things, they're doing great. I could learn a few things from them. Could I borrow a pen and a notebook? Some angel would be like, there you go. You know, every time I tell people that I'm from a family of pastors, they don't believe me. But I am. Which is what makes it very easy for me to make fun of the Bible, because I have read it before. And I read it from time to time. Believe me, I do go to church from time to time. It's just that, okay, every time I go to church, I don't have a problem focusing. My friend sitting next to me always put me in trouble, because every time the preacher, I don't know if you have noticed this, but when you spend, take for example, a month or 2 without going to church, and you go to church after that month or 2 break, I swear, I don't know if it's just me, but everything the pastor says sounds like he's talking about you. It's either the pastor has a very slick way of gossiping me, or the good book, has a way of making things sound very personal to me. Interesting. So, body donations. Are we up for it? We only have 2. We can, do I hear 3? Going once? Twice? We have 3. Do I hear 4? And making it as an auction sounds more bleak. Now, let's get to the part of snitching. I have a sneaky suspicion the State House has a snitch. You know how I'm always divided about what Job Mpanda puts on on his social media, about how he puts, on his social media, a lot of documents that everyone keeps asking themselves, how does he get these documents? There was this one that also dominated media headlines sometimes late last year, about some car parts, or more like a car part that was procured, I think, by the Ministry of Defense, and it costed millions. Now, to this day, I'm not sure whether that was a part or they were parts, because the document that Job had on his Facebook page shows a part. Now, the guys that came to defend the million dollar price tag said parts, but it does say quantity 1. I have so many questions. But who am I? Common man. But anyway, I know, as much as I appreciate, because, my first reaction when I saw that document was like, actually, yeah, well, this is how you fight, this is how you fight corruption. Keep exposing them. And halfway through, I started thinking, hang on a second. How did he get that? No, I'm glad he got it because it exposed some, gives me as a comedian something to talk about. As long as it, as long as it gives us something to talk about, but parts of me is always going, that constitutes some serious national security issue, because if Job, a common professor, can put his hands on these documents that easy, can you imagine what spies from other countries can get? If a professor can get this material this easy, clearly, spies can get it, spies from other countries can get it even easier. So, that gives me some kind of, national security, suspicion. Like, just how secure are we? Also put in mind, a scammer called our Minister of Defense and told him he was calling, the scammer was calling from Standard Bank, and our Minister of Defense, the whole Minister of Defense, was robbed of 200,000. And again, for the millionth time, the question I keep asking myself is, Oga, if someone can call you and speak good English and steal 200,000 from you, so that means if someone calls you and speaks good English, you will give them all our guns. Asking for a friend, of course. So that snitch part, let's come back to the snitch part. Why am I saying there's a snitch in the State House? Because there's a whole debate going on You know how the whole inauguration of the 21st of March, President Netumbo Ndaitwah's inauguration, it was set to take place at the Independence Stadium. And then because of the weather, it was moved to the State House. Now, these two venues are very, widely differ in the, in their capacity. Now the State House is very small compared to the Independence Stadium. This was a historic inauguration. First female president on Independence Day. We wanted to have as much people there as possible so they can have as much media coverage as possible, but we didn't get to have that. Now, some people in this, our land of the brave, now have of the opinion that the moving of that event from the Independence Stadium, where it was initially set to take place, which is a bigger venue, to the State House, which is a smaller venue, was done for sabotage purpose. Now, these are allegations that the State House spokesperson, the president's spokesperson, Brohengari, was, decided to come and flat out deny. Now, let me show you why I'm saying there's a snitch in the State House. Netumbo Nandi Ndaitwah's inauguration was mired by logistical and diplomatic issues, leading her to allegedly suspect sabotage. Allegedly. There it starts. Allegedly. How do you know allegedly? That's how you say that, someone inside told me, but I just don't want to mention names because I want them to keep telling me. Now, the president, there's the word again, allegedly, the president allegedly told top state official, hang on a second, the snitch is top state official. No kidding. The president allegedly told top state officials that the event was sabotaged by senior government officials. Holy cow! Why am I shocked? It's politics. Sabotage is part of the game. Who doesn't know that? No one follows politics doesn't know that. In politics, backstabbing is the actually the synonym of the word politics is backstabbing. The president allegedly told top state official that the event was sabotaged by senior government officials who moved the event from Independence Stadium to State House. Sources familiar with this matter have confirmed that to the Namibian that Nandi Ndaitwa was against this decision. Sources, man, there's a lot of official here. According to this story, the president has this sneaky suspicion that her big day inauguration was sabotaged. Now, according to the allegations, the president had that belief, but only shared it with top officials, basically her inner circle. So, now, according to those top officials, the president has a reason to believe the sabotage was carried out by top government officials. You know, I'm so glad there are no, when Tura boys are nowhere near these allegations. I'm so proud of you guys. Just between now and 11 o'clock, don't grab any phone. Because, well, I can't defend you if I'm, you know, I'm in the middle of defending you guys. And actually, you know, saying that, you know, even though your lifestyle is somewhat questionable, it's not really, you're not the only ones living a questionable lifestyle. Actually, everyone is. Interesting enough. Now, the president's big day was mired by logistical blunders, mistreated foreign diplomats, and limited media access. The event, which coincided with this, celebrating independence 35 years of independence, was initially scheduled for 21 March for independence at Independence Stadium in Windhoek. But then you go through all that blah blah blah. Then you go to my favorite guy. State House Press Secretary Alfredo Hengari has refuted allegation that the inauguration was mired by blunders. I would like to tell those that that's not how Hengari speaks. I just like to picture him sound like that because, well, he speaks French and he also likes verbosity. I like to tell those who are making false utterances, hence the verbosity part of my point. Utterances to desist again, verbosity, from doing so. Right now, the president is focused on more important issues that affect the nation, such as delivering the important mandates. Again, verbosity. Yeah. So, from the look of things, now, if this is true, the State House top officials has a snitch. I mean, I'm not saying congratulations to the snitch because now we have this information there, so I have something to make fun of. I'm just saying, is this pro or anti national security? Nah, this is pro national security. But the moving of the event from the national from Independence Stadium to the State House was one that also was backed by meteorologists because of the weather that day, if you remember. It was cloudy, and that day we were just blessed with a lot of rain. Did it rain that day, though? Yeah, I think so. I don't remember. Because I was just, you know, here making fun of all the people that were stuck at the gate trying to gain entrance, the State House. I remember going through the Constitution of... everyone is equal before the law. Although that, State House entrance blockade, you can call it that, due to limited vocabulary I have, leave me alone, there are some foreign diplomats, foreign dignitaries who were also at the gate. You have VVIPs who were also at the gate. I don't know what logistical nightmare those guys were having. But it was bed for the occasion. Let's take a quick break and we'll continue on the other side. If you just tuned in, you're listening to Mind the Gap with Helmed on Eagle FM. As always, I'm here until the hour of 11. And now it's 24 past the hour of 10. For those of you that want to participate in the discussion, the line is 083-288-401. And that is the studio line here in the capital, and the office line is 083-288-400. And the e-villager subscription today is Tuesday, right? Today is Tuesday, right? Yeah, today is Tuesday. Tomorrow is Wednesday. The e-villager comes out every Monday, Wednesday, and every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. So you can subscribe to the e-villager by sending the word subscribe via WhatsApp to 08120041440. 08120041440. And please do save the number so you are not a stranger. And for the office, while we're on this whole subject of snitching, the office line for snitches is 08, not snitches, you're just sharing information for the public good. I should really look into politics because I begin to think I'm very good at this. Well, to be fair, I've been cooking politicians since 2022, so I think, you know, the verbosity is beginning to rub off. So 083-288-400 is the office. 083-288-400 is the office. 083-288-401 is the studio. That's the Windhoek studio. How about the one on, you know, the one in Ondangwa? What's the number of the one? 083-288-400. Call them and say, what, you know, can I talk to someone in Ondangwa? What's the office line in Ondangwa? What's the studio line in Ondangwa Eagle FM studio? Well, I want to participate in this discussion going on in Ondangwa studio. So, what happened to Eagle FM? It has not been airing in my radio. Okay, that's a tricky one. There are a lot of, it's from the look of things, from the comments that I've read so far, I think we have a radio frequency issue, and if there is one, obviously there is one, because it's one coming from Valves, one coming from Ashakati, and last time I checked, I'm not sure if the one in Zambezi is restored, but we seem to be having a countrywide frequency issue. So, especially when it comes to the conventional, like the radio, traditional radio, so the tech guys are on that, and for the meantime, if you have a smartphone and have internet connection, just download the app, or you can listen via the website for the meantime that you are waiting. And our internet also have been, given the price, basically have been labeled as one of, not actually labeled. We have come to the conclusion that on the African continent, basically is it worldwide, our internet is one of the lowest. I'm sitting in the capital, and my live stream is showing slow connection, which is embarrassing. Anyway, let's take a quick break, and then on the other side, I'll start taking calls. The line is 083-288-401. And just remember, it's a comedy show. I'm not here to have any serious discussion. I'm just here to make fun of people, and then hope when they run into me in public, they do not recognize me, because as much as I enjoy the art of making fun of people, the thought of me getting recognized by someone that I made fun of in public and then getting punched in the face still terrifies the heck out of me. And that's, for a very simple reason, or for obvious reasons. As someone that talks for a living, my teeth are my second most prized body parts. Don't ask.
Siwanasha Namibia, Kamberera omwakarunga koe pamwe na imba. Inokara uri kwanima yesiga. Endera pamwe nethimbo muyuni wa technology. Imonena eimbiro joe mwene kongodhi yoye yopeke pamwe na imba. Imba oteta pamwe oshiwana no kwanja kakaneka onjimbo moshiwana ashihe sha Namibia. Moka epaka imba otamu adhika ehwata joonjimbo dhoongereka dhayooloka. Ngaashi ehangano ja Elsin, umaimburiro joshiherero, simane kakarunga ja katolika karoma, Joshimburu sang fuerte yera no ngereka dimwe. Tidengera nena ngere oapumba omaimbiro ngereka yoe gakarega webako koka epa ka imbako nora jetatu imwe barindatu tano jetatu nora jamano datu. Nenge ututumine o email ko digital@omalaiti.com. Otovoruku adha oka epa ka imbako App Store noko Google Play Store. Imo nena imbagoe nena.
And welcome back. We have 30 minutes to the hour of 11. The line is 083-288-401. Eagle FM, Huyemore.
Yes, Dr. Mut.
100.
That's good, man.
Please pass the
beat. How's my boss?
Exahut also. Man, my Afrikaans is on fire this week.
I can tell. No. Well, did you already sign up, then?
Sign up for?
For donation.
Look, the thing about an African is say I signed up now.
Mm.
I'm telling you, World War III will start between my parents and the University of Namibia School of Medicine.
Very good, my friend.
Yeah, because explaining to my mom that, you know what, my mom, if anything happened to me, you're not going to bury me. Actually, I will be, you know, I'm donating my body to, you know, for scientific experiments. What does that mean? Well, it means those ones that are studying to become doctors will put me on the table and then use my body for study. Yeah. You see, that's when an African mother goes, come again. It's not that they didn't hear you. No, they heard you. They just want to find out if you have the nerves to repeat what you just said.
Yeah.
So they can murder you.
Yeah. Okay, let me just do it now. So it'll be easier for us.
unless you say that, you know what, take for example, I died in a car accident. Figure out a way to convince all my relatives that I died at sea, and they have not found the body yet.
The body yet,
but if you tell them it's at a university somewhere, that woman will set that school on fire to
claim that body.
African tradition is
it's out of the roof. But the thing was, looking at the university requesting to the public, it's needed, but they are unclaimed body. And crime body, which are in the mutual, people cannot afford to come to take their relatives for final rest.
Yeah, I think
because they cannot afford it.
I think it's also something that emanates from the legal consequence that's most likely begin to arise from that. Take for example, you take a body of someone that did not sign up and start using it for some medical experiment, and then take for example, after a week or two, someone shows up. That's one massive lawsuit.
Somebody has to be sure.
Uh-huh.
Then maybe they can just start paying people close to me. I don't think Namibia is willing to do that.
There are those that are willing, and so far we have, you know, there are only two that have been willing out of 3 million. And I know, right? I think it's one of those things that that will require some breakdown in the way that we view. Basically our perception of death, because traditionally, death is not the end, it's the transition into the spiritual realm. Now, to do that, there are traditional steps that you have to take to treat the body in order to give it an honorable rest. Like, those things must first be addressed before we get to the, to the point of willingly donating bodies.
That's the thing. And then imagine, for 2 years, without burying your relative, and later on the body's returning. Just imagine. For you have to go and look for ox now, and to arrange the burial and what, come on. It's not going to really, maybe it's working in the other side, but I don't think in our black culture.
Now, look, the painful thing for you, Madume, is not only do you have to sign up, you will have to convince everyone you are related to understand your point
of view.
And believe me, we have these people called, I call them Department of Correction, but others knows them as uncles. Every African family has those ones. So, it's really one of, and the thing is, these things happen, these things happen even in Western countries. You have relatives that, that contest the, institutions, more like acquiring the bodies of their loved ones for scientific experiment. Yeah, so it's something that we are going to go through, but I think it's going to take some time.
I do take time, yeah. And they have to come to the level where they can make everybody to understand. Because we understand that, yes, it needs to be done for medical purpose, but serious.
Andume?
Spiritual of African. Hey.
I barely understood algebra. You want me to understand medicine?
You do what?
I barely understood algebra. You want me to understand medicine? That's gonna be a long process.
Which is a long process involved in. Yes. Uh-huh. But you know, Rumud, no?
Yeah.
The thing is that what I'm looking at this angle is that university, they need to have something. Because the thing, look how many people we are donating blood in Namibia.
Mm-hmm.
And last time when I was there, they are still not even improved. They are still having a cacose. You know, that's a small field. I think it's 330 milliliter. And they got bread. Then I'm like, a man, I'm giving you guys my blood for free.
I'm giving you life.
Next time I need this, I need my blood, my own blood. I'm going to pay.
Yeah, I need my blood back.
And now everything is done for free. Come on. See, world is moving out from that. Because like Namibia, we as a people where we live in, we feel like there's nothing country can offer for us, but we can offer for the country.
Yeah.
You know that sentiment of what the guy said, the American. Not what the country can do for you, but what they can do for the country.
Oh, JFK.
I think we've done our part. Mm-hmm. As a citizen, we've done our part. And the country cannot do anything for
us. Look, the problem I always have, now, this is just me as a comedian that, is about this whole, the word that sort of like sucked the fun out of it for me is the word donate. Oh, come on. I'm leaving niece and nephews behind. Give me something.
Taking care of my body.
Everything.
And now I'm living the mechanical poverty and they're telling me they cannot bury me.
Mandume.
And later on, you turn my body for 2 years later.
Mandume.
You turn my body to...
Let me draw for you a very interesting picture that will make every African go jittery. Look, the maximum degree of nakedness in Africa is in a shot. Now you're talking about putting me, a whole someone's father and grandfather on a table for students to study, seeing all of me, not a chance. But these things are needed if we want to produce doctors. Unfortunately, we are caught in between a rock and a hard place here. We need doctors we need qualified doctors, experienced doctors for the best, and they must go through the best training. Now, for them to go the best training, they need bodies to work with. But the African culture is saying, over my dead body, literally. Which is interesting.
It is hard for us to be convinced. Is what I'm telling you. Instead of put a fund, don't know that even they say, in that article they are saying even they spend money to go acquire to South Africa. Come on, if you are able to spend money to South Africa, what?
Just give me the money.
We are, spend the money, guys.
Yeah.
We are willing. Now you are telling me, come on. You know the same thing, remote also. Just imagine, even the city, the whatever, even wife, I say, forget about you because for over 2 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And now they turn up. I think we have done what we're supposed to do with this body. Guys, go and bury it now. And now your family have to fork out the money.
No, I think...
What the hell is that?
Wait, hang on a second. Go easy. Don't put me in trouble with Crane. Here's the thing. Here's the thing. Wait a second. I'm sure they have a way of disposing it after that. There is no way they are going to take it back to the family after 3 years.
No. There's a way you can take it to a family. This article is almost like that.
Yeah.
We're going to even the compensation or whatever.
Well, I'm sure they will give you.
Come on, and they are saying even here, a promise still here, in the area of window, maybe about what? I think 300 something. Now I forget because I don't have the newspaper on me. Somewhere around even window, you know, you must not be far. Just imagine.
Leave me alone.
I want to travel to the north. We are. I need to be buried.
No. Yeah. Like.
But they forgot to go to South Africa. Namibian, man. Come on. Even you know that when you are going to be buried in, if you are in Pinus Park or what, Ongama's cemetery, your family have to pay for that plot. For your list, your final list. And now they are coming for, after they've done all the experiments in your body, giving it back to your family must fork out the money, all the expenses to there must be, is where I say they are crazy a bit.
Look.
And they are not really encouraging us to donate our body.
Okay, in this economy, I think, I'm just saying, in this economy, I'm just saying that I'm a little sort of like torn in between, because I'm not sure if donating is the best way to do it or selling is the best way to do it, because if you open up a shop and basically turn it into a monetary thing, like, you know what, we are willing to buy, very soon you'll see someone operating a refrigerator there by School of Medicine there, I have 3 bodies here. Don't ask how I acquired them. You never ask. You never ask your pride where they got their bread. Just buy and.
If you want to experiment, just come and get it.
Go on.
For me, I think the way to go, there must be the approval of police, I think. You know those unclean body, which you can stay in the mutual for 2 years or whatever. As long as it passes maybe 6 months and then the family doesn't show up, they must start experimenting those bodies. Because we have all people who have been in the mutual for 2 years, some even going for 5 years, just imagine.
Wow.
Without a relative coming to claim their body.
Okay.
I think they can do that.
Okay, that's
good. The police have a final say.
Okay, that's painful.
And that the family can show up. But where you been? We can even put up a police where you, if you come in the field, you have your student starting your relative body after 6 months.
Here's something.
You are going to jail, straight to jail.
Here's something you are going to find very interesting.
Yeah.
That, Namisho said the donated body is studied intensively over 2 years, covering major body systems through detailed dissections. That's a medical way for cutting open. And practical observations. To honor this act of generosity, UNAM holds a rose ceremony each semester. A religious leader leads a prayer of gratitude. Now, I have so many questions on that statement. Last time I attended a funeral, I attend a funeral, I hear man of God saying that he's now in a better place. What do you say when I donate my body to science? The good Lord told me that you now have his blessing to cut him open. Okay, now I'm just ruining the donations at this point. I'm really not helping you.
Everything requires money. You don't tell us to donate. We are tired of donating now. It's what I'm telling you, that last time when I was there, I get a small abrasion and that doesn't even improve from the 300 milliliter to 1 point something
milliliter. Please make it one.
to the full bread. All
throw in a 1 liter. All right, let's take a break.
No, I'm done myself.
Experience the best of freedom and flexibility with Flex. Paratus Flex bundles now offer you even more freedom of choice so that you can enjoy quality internet on the go or at home. Choose between fiber with mobile LTE or Skyfi with mobile LTE packages, starting from as little as 650 Namibian dollars per month, excluding VAT. You get more for less with Flex. Visit paratus.africa/Namibia or our branches nationwide. Always prepare.
Did you know that in Namibia, over 1.4...
Now, death is not a very good conversation in any culture. Actually, not any. There are some cultures where it's seen as more of a transition into the next life. I know we all see it as a transition into the next life, but in other cultures they take it to a whole another level. But there are a lot of high profile figures all throughout history that wanted to live forever. One of my favorite characters is in that is the first emperor to unite a greater China. That is Emperor Qin Shi Huang. What he did was he took a gentleman by the name of Shifu, and then gave him a journey to go and find the Peng Lai Mountain. It's one of those things that I really like, one of my favorite chapter of the Chinese history. Sent him to Peng Lai Mountain, and to Peng Lai Mountain, according to Emperor Qin Shi Huang, who really wanted to live forever so bad, He sent Shifu on an expedition with, I think, 3,000 men and 3,000 boys and 3,000 girls to go and locate Peng Lai Mountain and find the elixir of life, some kind of a concoction that when you drink it, it turns you into an immortal and you live forever and ever. Now, Bro Shifu took off with that army, and the legend is that he just, in the middle of the ocean, the whole army just disappeared. Another legend is, Shifu and his army found the Peng Lai Mountain and took the elixir of life, and then they decided to remain into the afterlife, into the immortal world, without turning to coming back to the mortal one. Another one, which is more closer to reality, however, is one that that says maybe he found himself in Japan. After finding himself in Japan, he came across, Mount Fuji. It's one of, if not the highest peak in Japan, Mount Fuji. And he looked around, and there was no Peng Lai Mountain or Mount Fuji. He decided, you know what? I'm just gonna stay here. So to this day, there are actually a lot of, temples commemorating and became a king. There are a lot of temples commemorating the Shifu guy. So Qin Shi Huang actually died, I think, of mercury poisoning, because he wanted to live long so bad that he asked his doctors or his medical staff to provide him a concoction that will help him live forever. The guys gave him mercury. Mercury is poisonous. Homeboy wanted to live forever so bad, he forced his doctors into a corner, and they gave him a concoction that made him live shorter than he should have been. So, death is a part of it. So, are we going to donate bodies or not, so that our doctors can become qualified doctors? I'm telling you, family members are going to show up at the gate and say, oh yeah, give me my son's body. No, actually we have already cut, but you already did what? Hey, lightning to the thunder, left, right, and center. In 11 minutes, we're going to call it a day. If you just tuned in, you are listening to Mind the Gap with Helmut on Eagle FM. So, a lot of people wanted to live forever. They didn't. So, didn't actually end well for Chinchin Wan there. Now, let's wrap it up with quick break. I feel like I'm forgetting something.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Back your preconceptions of technology. Explore the apps that are redefining.
Explore the apps and welcome back. IPC, the former speaker. I have two remaining, but I only have 9 minutes. Right. You know what? We keep that for some other times. Okay, just so you know, let's just go through. Farmers aged to take livestock health seriously. Now, I picked that one because African, especially commercial, communal farmers, we have this way of farming with our fingers crossed. We love our cattle so much. We don't wanna, use the cattle to invest in our farming. What we are supposed to do is, when medicine is needed, you take one or two of the cows, slaughter them or sell them whole, and then buy medicines for the remaining. We don't do that. We actually just sit there, cross our fingers, and hope whatever disease that's attacking the livestock stop so we can have our cattle move forward. You have a few farmers that are actually trying to catch up with the modern way of doing things, which is crossing your fingers and hoping your cattle does not acquire any disease. Actually, it doesn't work. I've tried crossing my fingers and hoping my crush goes out with me without me asking her out. It doesn't work, believe me. She was just walking past and saying hi and sounded like an angel singing. But anyway, 8 minutes left. Now, what was that? So instead of crossing your fingers and hoping your cattle does not attract any disease, make a plan to make sure that they are constantly vaccinated or treated for any disease. The problem now in communal area is that even if one farmer starts to practice this, it's kind of difficult to keep their livestock away from the livestock of other farmers that are not doing the same practice. Chances are very high somewhere in that community, someone is still practicing, farming by crossing their fingers and hoping, the good Lord upstairs or ancestors, whichever you subscribe to, actually help your cattle from attracting diseases. It doesn't work. Sell one. Buy medicine for the rest. Now what we do is as soon as one of them is sick, you call your child who is a teacher, buy for me medicine. Well, sell one, buy medicine. Try, it works. It's called operational budget. But, well, again, the tricky thing is even if one farmer started practicing that, other farmers, there's no way of telling if other farmers are practicing the same thing. So even if you're a farmer in the communal area practicing more like vaccinating your cattle, your neighbors will just be chilling there and crossing their fingers and hoping, and you will constantly vaccinate because your livestock is constantly infected because of of grazing in the same area with the animals owned by crossed finger farmers. Well, yeah, we call them crossed finger farmers. That's for Helmut and Dwight. So that's actually one of those very controversial part of the discussion about the red line. Crossed finger farming is not going to cut it. Now, AGOA, I know. You see, the African Growth and Opportunity Act, this is something that's coming out of the Clinton administration in the early 2000s. So the Americans were like, you know what, let's develop the, let's help these countries develop. By, you know, creating some kind of market incentives like trading, you know, let's make trading with each other more flexible. So the whole AGOA was founded. Now, that was in the early 2000s, and it's been running for, you know, it's been running, I think, it was renewed in 2015, and it's coming to an end in September this year. Now, one of the questions that everyone is asking is that, is this AGOA trade agreements going to be renewed like we did back in 2015? Or it's just, seeing the tariffs that are coming out of the US, it's understandable why a lot of, why a lot of people are going, you know what? This agreement is dead. Is dead, dead, do what in Afrikaans. So hard hit Africa, Africa braces for full impact of Trump's trade tariff tantrum. Now, Africa is being hit by one disaster after another, still reeling from the United States Agency for International Development, USAID, funding cuts. It has had to digest US President Donald Trump seemingly random and illogical massive trade tariffs. Now, that's actually something I don't agree with. It's not random and it's not illogical. Believe me. It's not random. It's not illogical. Donald Trump knows what he's doing. The only painful part is one that's in line with the realities of life. Mostly, it's all this is to benefit him and his homies. He doesn't care about anyone else that has to be caught in a crossfire. This is a 2008 financial crisis all over again. A bunch of big banks, decided to carry out a series of financial, of unwise financial investments that led to the 2008 financial crisis and led to a lot of people losing their life savings and a lot of small businesses closing shop. Now, the big businesses that caused the financial crisis in the first place, they were deemed by their, by politicians in their respective countries, in this case, especially the US, as too big to fail. As in, if these institutions fail, our country's economy is toast. And, it will leave a vacuum that will be filled by foreign, either European or further Eastern, aka Asian, Asian institutions. Therefore, to protect our market, there you go again with the protectionism, we are going to bail out the big banks that caused the crash in the first place. It's like being paid for committing murder. You think I'm going to stop? I'll just go on a murder spree. So, a bunch of big banks caused the financial crisis of 2008. And because they were too big to fail, because the country's economy literally runs on these institutions, they create a bunch of employment, blah, blah, blah. They don't pay corporate tax, that's for sure. They're very good at avoiding that. So, they were bailed out. I know. It's painful. AGOA is dead. So, a lot of people seem to suspect, how do I say this in Afrikaans, that Donald Trump, Don AGOA, doet gemak. I'm telling you. At this point, I should start teaching people how to speak Afrikaans because, boy, I'm on fire. What? On fire. Okay, since my English is broken, since I'm always breaking English, how about I just change the whole show to Afrikaans? I think that will do. Excel changed Alice the Mind the Gap show van Afrikaans gepraat nege derta. That's 9:30, right? Nege derta more tot 11 ir more. See, my Kavango brothers and sisters must be so proud of me. I said, well, my Afrikaansie is on fire. We are going to take a quick break, and then I'll sign off on the other side, and wish you all a good day until the hour of 4:30. When we meet again with a whole different discussion, albeit more of a serious one. And that is the home run with Dwight. But let's take a break, and we'll basically sign off on the other side, not continue, sorry. Thank you for tuning in. Stay tuned.
Slow internet should be a headache of the past, yet many Namibians have connections that just aren't fast. We have a solution that might set you free. It's called Mobile LTE, and it comes with real speed. You'll enjoy up to 50 megabytes per second from just $300 Namibian a month, and free internet browsing after midnight till 6. When it comes to staying connected, this is it. Visit Paratus.Africa/Namibia or our branches nationwide and experience the thrill of better internet with Paratus by your side. Always
Paratus. No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
And welcome back. And if you just tuned in, this is the end of Mind the Gap with Helmut on Eagle FM. And thank you for tuning in, and thank you for the likes. Watching from Handy's Bay, thank you very much for tuning in, Kayona, Steven. And what happened to the app? That's Petrus. Just keep leaving the comments there. Tech guys, pardon me, seeing that, now just to wrap up with my, just to wrap up with my poster for those of you that saw it, there's one guy in, New York State Appellate Court is a fancy American way of saying New York State Supreme Court, Court of Appeal. Who last month during the, he's an entrepreneur. So he had a disagreement with his, a contractual disagreement that ended up at the appellate court. And, instead of showing up with a lawyer to that dispute, bro showed up with a, with an avatar of a lawyer, basically an AI generated video of the case. Bro just fed in all the everything pertaining to his case and then took that like, Your Honor, behold my season manje. Oh yeah, start. The moment they started playing the thing, one of the judges was really pissed. But while everyone was laughing at, oh my God, this guy showed up with an AI lawyer, I was like, hang on a second. I have an idea of how we can expedite the trial of the Fisher Road guys. You do realize, keep listening. Now, one of the reasons why the Fisher Road case have been in pre-trial for as long as it has been, I think for about 5 years, is because some of the accused do not have lawyers. They don't have legal representatives. Now, you cannot hold a trial when someone is still not having a representative. So when I came across that video, I was like, hang on a second. How about we just use Jerome Deval's idea? We just use ChatGPT to represent those guys that don't have lawyers, and everyone is happy. Okay, to pull that off, we'll first have to come up with an act that allows that. Although, I don't think that will take 5 years, though. Well, you know, just thinking out loud here. Well, Sizumasalicho, Team Sizumasalicho is here. How are you? All good. Now it's time for me to say goodbye to and make room for France Sinengela and for France Sinengela and Abigail Nalisa to take over from here. Now for me, it's until tomorrow, same time, same place here on your favorite radio station, Eagle FM. Philemon, the author, I basically go through what's in the, you know, I basically go through mostly what's in the newspaper from one topic to another, basically going through. So it's a comedy show, so I don't like having one specific topic for an hour and a half. That's easy to have for a 15 minute set, but for an hour and a half, you basically have to go through different topics from one to another. So I don't have one that goes all the way through. Again, it's a comedy show, so if you just lay that as a foundation, you'll get it much easier. Well, the next show, on the other hand, it's a serious one, and basically all other shows that comes after. We only have one comedy show per day, and that's for yours truly, moi. Until tomorrow, same time, same place here on Eagle FM. Lukato, vonana, happy. Kamuso, amsiale hande.